This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Spave's very own Susan Langer. She is here giving us a Spave update based on our last conversation a few months ago. And there is a lot going on, as well as Spave signing some new credit unions, which we'll have on in a few months as well to get their perspective on how well Spave has performed for them and their experiences. So really good stuff here. We also talked about a few trends in saving as well. And then we circled around to how credit unions ultimately benefit with Spave. So yeah, really good stuff here once again from Susan. So hope you guys check it out. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have Susan Langer from Spave back on the program. Susan, how are you? Good to see you again.
I'm doing great, Mike. Thank you so much for having me back on with you. I appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, you are welcome. Award winners are always welcome back here. And you guys are, what was it, Finovate Spring you guys won?
Finovate Spring, coming up on a year.
Wow. Yeah. Congrats on that again. Thank you. So for those who might have missed our first conversation, maybe one or two folks out there, can you give us a quick refresher on Spave and what you guys are all about?
Yeah, Spave is an all-in-one financial wholeness app with a unique focus on giving and inspiring social good. It's based on people's spending, allowing them to use all the things that they do to spend on themselves to save for their future and give to others in need without changing their behavior. So it's little micro amounts that are moved from their checking to their destination, their savings, their charities.
And you know, even though like you said, it's like little micro payments or, but it adds up, you know, over time, that little bit can be a lot for sure. So what's the latest with Spave? What's going on there that we need to catch up on? Because I'm always anxious. Cause I mean, what you guys are doing is such a credit union thing to do. It's the wheelhouse for credit unions for sure. So I'm always interested in talking to you and seeing what's the latest going on at Spave these days.
No, it's pretty exciting. So we just wrapped up, of course, 2022. And so we were in Florida for our annual planning for 2023. We like to see, okay, what was the last year like? And especially because we're a giving app, all of the year-end giving right at the end. So you need to really adjust and look at that and reflect on it. And so we spent 2 days determining, okay, what do we want for the next year? How can we really accelerate Spave forward? We've, you know, struggled over the last year with some of our connections with Plaid and some of the strengthening of our processes. We've been going through SOC 2 Type 1. And so we finished that up just last month and are getting certified for that. And then we'll move into SOC 2 Type 2. And so we spent the last year really strengthening all of our processes within our organization. We work on an EOS traction management system, which then allows us to have a way of aligning all of the right people in the right seats and making sure that the right people are doing the right things at the right time. And so we rolled out Spave with MSU FCU last fall, late last fall. And then we just launched All In Credit Union from Alabama within the last week. So we're super excited about that.
Yeah.
Our results on both of them are strong, but we're doing the marketing on that has been limited. They're focused on their employees first, and then they're going out in different tranches. So what we're noticing, though, is it's pretty interesting. We've got mass market, we've got MSU FCU, and we've got All In. And so what we're seeing as far as trends is that with the credit union, they obviously trust their credit union when they introduce something to them. MSU FCU is a little bit different, and that's Michigan State University Federal Credit Union. They have a lot of different products. You might be aware of their holding company called Receta Group.
Yes, I am.
So they have a number of investments. We were their first investment, but they roll out different products, you know, at different times. So we have a little bit of competition in space and with them, but that's okay because we're all trying to align and get at those millennials and to help them save and give more and to be more financially balanced. And then All In now, they're an interesting group. So they're down in Alabama. They're probably a third of the size maybe of MSU FCU. And so we're super excited to see what kind of results that we'll get from them. So far with the giving and the savings, the credit unions are like really strong savers, strong savers. And just about, I would say, I think it is about 30% maybe are giving. So, and about maybe 15% are doing both saving and giving.
Oh.
And so as we ramp up more, we'll have more communications that go out about, you know, did you know? And then really promote the nonprofits that the credit unions are aligned with in their community. Mm-hmm. So really, if you recall from our last conversation, it's about creating that win-win-win,
yep.
connecting the consumer to the credit union, to the community, and creating that synergy among them all. So we're just kind of getting started now. We have, we launched this week our planning and design for SPAVE 4.0.
Oh.
So SPAVE 4.0 is all about how do we improve the onboarding process for the users and okay. making that connection to their bank accounts stickier.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're familiar with Plaid, yeah. Plaid is an aggregator. And so when they work with all of these different banks, thousands of banks, and banks have different criteria for how long they'll allow third-party apps to be connected to their bank,
mm-hmm.
and then they break that connection for security reasons, for really good reasons, but it's really being aware of when that happens. And so we're learning about those triggers and when that happens so we can let the user know you need to reconnect your bank. Nothing went wrong.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we're learning on how to better communicate some of those things to make it be a part of the whole process, because it is for every other app. It's no different.
No doubt. Oh my gosh. A lot going on there.
A lot of fun. We're doing design thinking right now. And that is, I cannot tell you how much I love doing design thinking. It's messy, but it's great to get everybody together and to think about what are the things, you know, what's working, what could be better,
yeah.
what are, you know, what's the moon, you know, what do you want?
Right.
And then
right.
kind of whittling it down. So we're just putting out the moon right now. So that's a lot of fun.
I like it. That does sound like fun. I want to do some more design thinking on my end too. That sounds like a lot of fun. So what kind of trends are you seeing in the marketplace today in regards to saving and giving and especially, you know, in a high inflation environment that we're in, possible recession still looming there. So what are you seeing out there based on, you know, what you see day in and day out?
People want more access to information and they don't want to have to work for it. So they want to know about, you know, how is my money working for me?
Yeah.
Where can I maybe make some adjustments? They don't want to have to think hard at it. It's really hard and it's complicated, right? Mm-hmm. So how can you present information to them in a very consumable fashion to help them make some informed decisions,
yeah.
healthy decisions at this point in time? And everybody's so different, right? Everybody's different. Nothing is going to be the same for each individual. So giving them choices and options on how they could squirrel away those little amounts that will help them, because we don't want to stop saving. But how can you do it in a way that's manageable and helpful for the bigger picture? So
right.
So I mean, seeing an increase in savings, though. I have to say that we have seen, yeah.
Oh, good.
People
good.
Are and not moving. And I think this is a function perhaps of the app. I'm not sure. We want to make sure that people sometimes, I don't know if you're like me, but you know, you have that savings and you see that out there and it's like, oh, you know, I can use that to do this with it. And we're trying really hard to get the users to just, you know, push that away and it's there to keep that there.
Right. See, I'm kind of the opposite. Maybe I'm an anomaly out there, but I like saving. Okay. Well, I think anybody likes saving, but I kind of gamify it in my head. Yeah. I kind of compete with myself. Gosh, if I can make that milestone and keep it there. And then the next month I want to make that milestone and keep it there. I kind of compete with myself in my brain to like, and I really love that. And it's really fun in my brain to do something like that. So
no, you are so spot on with that. And that's exactly what we were talking about today is gamification that isn't trite and, you know, it's your finances, but how can you make it approachable to people and make it fun, but also those things that reinforce good behaviors.
Right.
And healthy ones and celebrate when they make certain goals. Okay. Now mm-hmm. you've got another goal.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, if you save a certain amount, okay, go buy yourself a pair of shoes or go buy a shirt or something, you know, something like that. A little tiny reward there for your hard work. So yeah. So I want to bring this all the way back around to for credit unions. What's the connection here and how do they benefit from this as well? Because it sounds like when folks are saving, they look at their financial institution, credit unions in this case, in a more positive light, I would think, because that's kind of my beacon on a hill. That's where my funds are. That's where my money is. And that's where I'm saving and it's growing. So it seems to me there's kind of a positive connotation there. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I might be grasping at straws here, but that's kind of my thought process.
Well, there was a reason why we were delighted when MSU, FCU, and the Reseda Group decided to invest in us, because it was a very targeted strategic investment by them and for us, because of that alignment in the community and the desire to help their members.
Yeah.
Nobody can deny the heart of credit unions and wanting to help their members do more good and to be good citizens in their community.
Yeah.
So it is a perfect alignment for us. And so credit unions are looking for new tools to better engage younger generations. They don't have the money, many of them, I shouldn't say. I mean, there are like MSU, FCU, they have money that can build different things and try different things. However, keeping up with it is really more difficult, because the technology is constantly changing, and what was modern 3 or 4 years ago is not modern anymore. And so you got to keep contemporizing your tech stack and whatnot. So we have different levels of engagement. Right now, the way to engage for us with credit unions is through a custom label. So people call it a white label, right? Mm-hmm. It is really just a skin of the branding of the credit union, but all the back end is what we've developed.
Okay.
So it's their products that they're linking their members to, but they do have to go to the app store to get the MSU FCU Spave app, or the all-in-one Spave app. Mm-hmm. And so they can link all their bank accounts into that. They can start spaving with Roundup or applying a percent to it. So then so that's for like the middle market or the smaller credit unions, perhaps. But then we have an API or an SDK, a software development kit, where it's embedded into the platform of the mobile platform for the banks. And so that's what they ultimately would want to have, but it's a little bit more expensive. And then the maintenance of it. So you have to have the money and the team and the resources that would maintain that type of stuff in partnership with us, of course.
Yeah, no doubt. Yes. I mean, I'm big fans of yours, so that's why I'm going to continue to have you guys come back. And next time when you come back, let's bring on a credit. Let's bring in either All-in-One or Michigan State University. That would be wonderful to have either or both of them come on and share their experiences as well. So we have that to look forward to. Yeah, that'd be fun. All right, Susan, well, anything else to add to wrap up? I mean, I know we could talk about this all day long. I know you could talk about this all day long. So any final thoughts here before we come back again in maybe 6 months or so with a credit union?
I would just say follow us on LinkedIn, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Follow us and see what's going on. Then keep your eye open for what's going to happen in August.
Ooh, all right. All right. A little teaser there. All right. Yeah. We will keep our eyes open for sure. All right, Susan, I'm going to let you get back at it, because it sounds like you got a lot of work on your plate. So we'll let you go. But again, thank you so much for your time as always, and congrats on the success already. Well done.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.